And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. My name's Jo Stanley. I've got Gerald Quigley with me as always. Good morning, GQ.
Morning, Jo. Good morning.
And lovely to see you, Zoe Bingley-Pullen.
Good morning, all. How are you doing?
Oh, doing really well. Hey, here's a question for you. Have you noticed that in recent years, more and more health messages have included the emphasis on sleep?
Oh, God, I love my sleep.
You can tell a person who, what's that phrase? Someone's woken up with like a bear with a sore head.
Yeah.
Now, how often have we heard that, which just goes straight back to, that person hasn't had enough sleep.
Yeah. I often think when you say that, Gerald, you know, we see it in our children when they're when they're overtired and they're cranky and they're unbearable. Mm. And we think that as adults we don't have the same reaction. But actually we do.
Oh, no. I think it's far worse because it's compounded. We have the children and the adults we're dealing with.
That's true. Well, so it's considered as important as diet and exercise for our ongoing health, which is so great that that shift has happened, I think. Mm. But one of the most commonly diagnosed sleep disorders is sleep apnea, which is a condition that so people stop breathing and then wake briefly, but often they don't even know that it's happening, Gerald.
And the scary part is that it actually can be life-threatening. So the associated comorbidities or other diseases which can arise because of this interrupted sleep constantly are massive. So it's an incredibly important topic, something we need to help people understand. I wonder how many car accidents are caused by someone who's nodded off because of poor sleep over a period of time.
I think, George, you're absolutely right, but it's one of these conversations that no one kind of really knows how to have. I mean, I know my beautiful husband, Michael, has a little bit of sleep apnea. Whenever I bring the topic up, it's like, no, I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me. I wake up fresh in the morning. So I'm really interested to have a chat and just see how we can actually communicate this message without...
Zoe, does he wake like a bear with a sore head?
Well, he gets up at 4:30 in the morning, so I'm still asleep.
But one in four Australian men aged over 30, they say, has sleep apnea. So
it's an awful stat.
And 30% of elderly people as well. So it's linked to depression and mental health issues. So it's a really important conversation and a really important thing to get on top of. We're going to be joined by Dr. Melinda Jackson, who will be sharing with us the links to mental health, but also possible lifestyle changes that could help lessen your risk of sleep apnea. Also this morning, Zoe, I'm looking forward to learning from you how we can shop seasonally for our veggies, because spring is here.
Oh, beautiful season.
Beautiful season for veggies, but we're going to talk about our greens and greens powders and how important they may be for our diet.
And it's so nice with seasonal eating, because if we buy seasonal, we get a more superior product, but we also get a cheaper product. So there's a real win in understanding how to shop seasonally.
Love it. Can't wait for that. Plus, a Chemist Warehouse family member will bring us up to speed on rapid antigen tests. Very much looking forward to that. They will be available to purchase in-store after November 1, promising a much more convenient and faster way to test for COVID-19, which is, I think, a win for everybody. Our A to Z of vitamins is Go Healthy, high-strength horseradish, garlic and vitamins. And C, there's a cocktail for you. And, of course, we would love to hear from you with any questions that you might have for your health. Gerald and Zoe are both here. 131-873 is our number. And perhaps you yourself have concerns around sleep apnea or getting a better night's sleep, give us a call. 131-873. Next up, what signs you need to look out for to see if actually you do have sleep apnea. That's after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
If mild joint pain is getting in the way of life, try Go Healthy's high-strength Go Turmeric 30,000 plus one a day. Turmeric is traditionally used in Western herbal medicine to relieve inflammation and in traditional Chinese medicine to relieve joint pain. Get back to life with Go Healthy's Go Turmeric 30,000 plus one a day, just $25.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Vital all-in-one, available now from $27.49. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Do give us a call, 131 873. We will get to your questions in just a moment. We are talking about sleep apnea. We all know that sleep is critical to our health and well-being, but if you are waking up tired, there is a chance you may have an underlying condition like sleep apnea. So let's learn more about it. We're joined by sleep psychologist Dr. Melinda Jackson from the Sleep Health Foundation this morning. Good morning, Melinda.
Good morning.
So, Melinda, can you explain what is actually happening physically in the body when someone has sleep apnea?
Sure. So, firstly, sleep apnea is a very common sleep disorder. And what happens is it's caused when our upper airways relax too much during sleep. And this results in either a partial or a complete blockage of the airway. And this leads to dips in our oxygen levels in the blood. And when our brain senses that we've got low oxygen, it causes a very brief awakening, or what we call an arousal. And this allows us to reopen the airway and then fall back to sleep. And then the cycle kind of happens again. So this cycle can happen hundreds of times a night. So you can imagine this can make the person feel very tired the next day.
Linda, it's really interesting. My husband, Michael, he's very healthy. He doesn't kind of tick the box in regards to the normal sleep apnea type of person. But I really find it quite hard to communicate how important this message is. How would I communicate? And can you sort of touch on some of the causes? Would be wonderful.
Sure, sure. I mean, for many people, being overweight contributes to sleep apnea, and so losing weight may reduce the severity of sleep apnea and is obviously beneficial for other health problems. But obviously, you know, there's some people, like in your husband's case, who just don't fit that typical model. And sometimes it's a facial structural thing where some people just have a different structure, which makes their airway more, you know, prone to collapse. Age is another factor. So it's around, prevalent around 5% of adults. But this increases to around 30% if you look at adults over 65. But in terms of the health risks, you know, it puts a huge stress on our bodies and is associated with a range of health risks like high blood pressure, stroke, motor vehicle accidents. And because it's Mental Health Week, I'd also just like to highlight the mental health consequences.
Absolutely.
That, you know, one in five people who have sleep apnea may also meet the clinical levels, the clinical criteria for depression as well. So it's really important to speak to your doctor if you experience one of these mental health conditions and think you might also have sleep apnea.
Well, Linda, like so many other issues, for example, an enlarged prostate, it's often the partner who lies awake wondering whether the person beside them will ever start breathing again. So when you're exhibiting those symptoms, how smooth is the pathway to then get to the GP, get a referral to a sleep clinic to have sleep apnea diagnosed, and then move on to the next stage of learning how to live with a CPAP machine? Is that a smooth pathway?
Look, I think in most cases it is. You know, GPs are very aware of this. And I think, as you point out, the first step is actually usually the bed partner. They might notice that their partner is pausing breathing during the night, and they might lay awake themselves waiting for their bed partner to start breathing again. So there's a bit of insomnia on the bed partner's behalf. I think once it's, detected and acknowledged that there may be an issue, it's really important to speak to your GP, and then they'll refer you to a sleep clinic or a respiratory and sleep physician who you can do an at-home sleep study. There are also in-lab options as well. And once you're diagnosed, then the treatment pathways are pretty clear from there.
Okay. And is there a difference between sleep apnea and, say, just being a bad snorer or waking frequently?
Yeah, so I guess if you think about sleep apnea, it's sort of on a continuum. So snoring might be down one end and, you know, sleep apnea is kind of the more severe end where the airway is not just vibrating but also completely collapses. And snoring can be a sign of sleep apnea, but it's not always the case. And then some people just get sleep disruption, you know, like insomnia, if you have difficulty falling asleep or waking up during the night and can't fall back to sleep easily. And this is usually caused more by things like stress, like, you know, during a global pandemic. And often people with sleep apnea can also have insomnia symptoms because they're frequently awakening because of their breathing disorder.
And Melinda, it's quite interesting because the CPAP machines are very different to what they used to be as well. So they're much smaller, they're much more compact. And I think hopefully that will lessen a little bit of anxiety about having a machine next to you whilst you're sleeping. But when it comes to treatment options, what can we do?
Yeah, so I guess CPAP is the first line treatment for moderate to severe sleep apnea. And as you say, the pumps are quite small now. They take room air and deliver it under gentle pressure to a mask that covers the nose. And these masks are usually, you know, they're pretty small these days as well. There's a lot of technology and changes happening in terms of the types of pumps and masks that are available. And this air, this kind of air, pumping this air into the airway holds the airway open like a splint and allows you to breathe normally. And it is really effective at controlling the symptoms of sleep apnea and the long-term effects. Other options for more milder forms of sleep apnea are things like oral appliances, like a mandibular splint, like a dentist, mouth guard that it's fissured by a dentist. And this holds the lower jaw forward to help the airway open. And there's a lot of ongoing research looking at other treatments like medication, but these aren't currently available. But hopefully in the coming years, we'll be seeing more options.
Melinda, are these issues more common in men rather than women? Part one. Part two, do children suffer from sleep apnea?
Really good question. We do see there is a higher prevalence in men than women. And interestingly, men seem to have different symptoms to women. Women will experience things more like, you know, memory and concentration problems, morning headache, those type, and fatigue. Whereas in men, it's more the snoring and sort of sleepiness and things like that. So we certainly do see it in both sexes, but more prevalent in men. And we certainly do see it in children as well. And it's usually can be, you know, the treatment for that is sometimes to remove the tonsils, for example, and make that airway enlarged.
And finally, Melinda, what lifestyle changes can prevent it?
Yeah, so people with mild sleep apnea and perhaps have fewer daytime symptoms, things like losing weight, adjusting sleep position, maybe all that's needed. Most people have sleep apnea episodes when they're lying on their back, so side sleeping is really important. Alcohol and sleeping tablets, that we know that they relax the muscles and they can worsen sleep apnea, so decreasing the amount of alcohol at night can help. And just making sure you have a really good sleep pattern and sleep as well as possible. These are really good things overall for health. And I'd just like to refer your listeners to the Sleep Health Foundation website where there's loads of fact sheets about sleep apnea and other aspects of sleep. And, of course, speak to your GP if you have any concerns.
Yeah, thank you so much, Melinda. It is a fantastic website, the Sleep Health Foundation. And I think what I love about it is it's giving us permission to prioritise sleep, which is absolutely critical. Thanks so much, absolutely. Melinda.
Thanks for having me.
You have a great day. And 131873 is our number. Joni, good morning.
Good morning, Joni.
Good morning. Love to talk to you. Thank you so much for your program. I just want to tell my story. I was going away. I am on my own. I've lost my husband. I'm on a patchwork retreat. And the lass I was sleeping with, my friend, said to me, Joni, you stop breathing. Cut the long story short, I went to saw a professor at Box Hill Hospital. They did the sleep apnea test on me. Then I went back again. They wrote a prescription for a sleep apnea machine for me. Life has never been so better. I stopped breathing 100 times an hour.
Wow.
And I'm just so grateful to my dear friend Susan for pointing that out. I was a snorer too. But being on your own, you just don't get any body to sort of say, hey, you're snoring.
Of course.
Yeah, but I'd look if anybody, and I'd so much got so much energy now since had that
machine. Well done,
Jane. Honestly, it's made such a difference. So people, even if you're a snorer, I just wonder if that is a problem as well. But anyway, it's worked for me. So anybody, please, if they have problem, go and get tested.
Good on you. Great story. Thanks, Joni.
I love it. Good point.
Thank you so much for your call. And I love that you've got the energy that you do. That's wonderful. Well, next up, we'll take more of your calls, 131 873. And we're going to learn all about seasonal vegetables. I'm looking forward to that, Zoe, on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Sick of taking multiple supplements? Introducing Vital All-in-One from Chemist Warehouse. This all-in-one daily supplement combines 78 ingredients, including vitamins, minerals, pre- and probiotics, plus vegetables, greens, and even digestive enzymes. And because it's a convenient drink, your body doesn't need to break it down and can absorb that goodness much faster. Right now, Chemist Warehouse, get Vital All-in-One from just $27.49. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Vital All-in-One, available now from $27.49. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley, and with me is Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen. And we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Zoe, we're going to learn all about seasonal veggies from you in just a moment, but we have been speaking about sleep apnea, and Tony has a question for you, Gerald.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, Gerald. I've had a CPAP machine for almost 20-odd years, and of recent times, I've been waking up with very dryness around the mouth. Previously, the CPAP used to sort of push your jaw up and make sure that your mouth is fully closed, but these days it's relaxing and also waking up with sore throat.
A couple of suggestions for you, Tony. And look, there are more modern machines available now, and I don't know what the changeover cost is, and certainly on this network there are a couple of advertisers. So it's worth considering that, because often if the mask is not fitting properly, this can occur. But the easy short-term solution is to have an isotonic spray, nasal spray nearby, and use that before you pop on your mask and have it by your bed. So if you wake to go to the bathroom, you can give yourself another spray or two in your nostrils. Isotonic saline, I prefer the one without a preservative, and that's going to offset that dryness in your throat and make just a difference to your quality of sleep.
And Tony, it can also be a little bit to do with the atmosphere as well. So you can try putting a humidifier in your room, and that will at least change the environment a little bit as well.
Well, some advice for you there, Tony, all the best. Zoe, I'm very glad that you're on the show today, because I tell you, you know, we hear every year that we should eat our seasonal vegetables.
Yes.
But I'm 49 and I still don't fully know what vegetables are seasonal, because we're spoiled. They're available all year round. So it's not like you go, oh, goody, in the shops now I can get this. I don't really know what I should be eating.
So, Jo, I think that's the key thing, is because we have imported fruits and vegetables for so long, we actually don't know what we should be eating. Firstly, it's so important that we are eating a diverse diet. And when we eat seasonally, what we're actually getting is the nutrient-dense foods that are ready for that season as well. So we're going to get that lovely sort of diversity to our microbiome. But what is in season right now when it comes to spring? We've got things like cherries, mandarins, nectarines, blood oranges, which I absolutely love, peaches, plums, strawberries, pawpaw, pineapple, mangoes. But when it comes to veggies, and often these are the ones we don't tend to add them, we've got things like artichokes, asparagus, beautiful Asian greens that can go in stir fries, spinach, peas, kales, broccoli, broccolini, cauliflower, cucumber. So there is so much in there, and all your local fruiterers and stores will have these things. So how do we kind of add these into our diet? Because that's often what I get asked a lot. And why are we adding them? We're adding them because, again, we're going to get a really broad nutrient diversity. But what we're also going to get is things that can actually have added flavor. And I know when it comes to, as a chef and a nutritionist, you can make it look fantastic, but if it doesn't taste fantastic, people aren't going to eat it, particularly when it comes to kids. So I find things like doing a green juice in the morning is just such a simple way to sort of add additional kale and cucumber and herbs and things like apple into the diet.
And mint.
Mint is gorgeous.
Oh, I love the mint.
I also add a little bit of coriander. So I like a bit of an Asian fusion when I've got my ginger and my turmeric in my juice as well. Adding a handful of greens into your smoothie is another way. Just blend it all up. You can also buy some really good frozen products as well. And the other thing also that I think is worthwhile noting, strawberries right now are absolutely in abundance. So I've been buying my strawberries, cutting off the, or, you know, picking off the green stem and freezing them as well. It is much cheaper. It's reduction of plastic as well, but you are getting a really superior flavor. But try adding herbs into like marinade. So I'll do things like I'll make a big pesto, big salsa verde. These freeze really well because when you add the olive oil, you've got that lipid in it. So when you're thawing something and then rehydrating, you've still got that lovely oily sort of texture, but also flavor. So it keeps and traps all the flavor and the good nutrition of the herbs.
I love both those tips about freezing strawberries and, of course, beautiful pesto. How lovely. What about a greens supplement?
Okay, so look, when it comes to green supplements, I'm still a bit of a fan of things like your barley grass or your spirulina. And the reason why these products are so good, they're highly alkalizing. They've also got amino acids in them, so they've got the protein component, which we all need a good diversity. They're quite alkalizing. And also when it comes to things like thyroid function, they can be really effective with supporting thyroid function, which often we do find with women with endocrine issues or thyroid issues. It's a beautiful additional supplement to add into our food. And you can add it into so many things so easily.
I love it. Thank you so much, Zoe. I'm heading off to get some asparagus today. You've inspired me with asparagus.
It's my favourite.
Love it, love it, love it. Well, we will get more of your calls next when 131-873. Plus, we'll learn about the game-changing rapid antigen test. That's after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Vital All-in-One, available now from $27.49. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Now, for some of us, the COVID test has become a part of the new normal, whether it's because we've had cold or other symptoms, or we need to test for our work. And it can be very inconvenient to self-isolate at home, waiting a day or more for the results. But the good news is Aussies will be able to test themselves for COVID-19 at home from early November once approved by the TGA. Rapid antigen tests are already used widely in Europe and the US, and it means we'll be able to do the swab tests ourselves and get a result within 20 minutes. It's absolutely
amazing,
game-changing. To tell us a bit more about the rollout across pharmacies, we're joined by Mario Tasconi from the Chemist Warehouse family. Good morning, Mario.
Good morning, Mario. Ladies and Gerald.
It's lovely to chat with you this morning, Mario. Can you explain the different types of rapid tests that are going to be available?
Yeah, sure. We could break them basically into two types. There's the traditional one that, if anyone's ever been to have a COVID test, a PCR test, is the traditional nasal swab test. So that's getting the swab and taking a test from the nasal passage, the upper nasal passage. And then there's a whole set of new ones coming out, which are saliva tests, which you take a swab of the mouth. They're basically the two major types that are coming on the market.
It's really interesting because Mario, recently poor little Emily had to go into hospital and they, again, asked me to do the rapid antigen test, and it really does build a lot of peace of mind. Do you think that that's the best approach, is building peace of mind for people when it comes to testing?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the rapid antigen test, particularly the nasal ones, they've been here in Australia for about 6 months. There's currently about 35 different ones that are approved by the TGA to use what they call POC, which is point of care. So they're to be used by medical practitioners, nurses. I know they've been using them in the mines for months, where they have their own medical staff and they swab all their workers down there, just to keep a safe workplace, because, you know, it's a 10-minute test and you get your results straight away. So now it's time for those to transition into resale kits that people can take home.
Mario, these will be approved by the TGA for November 1. Bearing in mind the egos of local chief health officers, does it mean there'll be discrepancies between the states, or will they be available right across the country?
They should be available right across the country. I think it's how they're recognised, and I still don't think at this stage rapid home antigen tests will be, it's not as if, because there's no, with a rapid home antigen test, there's no way of recording the result at this stage that's third party approved, if you know what I mean, mm-hmm. verified. Mm-hmm. So it's not as if you can go to a restaurant and it's okay, I had my rapid antigen test last night at home and you can trust me. No one's going to take that. Mm. You're probably going to need a third party verification. So I think there still will be need for, you know, third party people to provide rapid antigen testing or PCR testing results for people when you've got to travel or the like.
Okay.
So
they certainly do give you peace of mind.
Yes,
so,
definitely.
You know, I've got a multitude of samples in my office. People send to me all the time to try out for proposed for us to stock them, and every now and then I'm just curious. I say, oh, I might just take a test now just to satisfy that curiosity.
But I suppose I can see a situation where you may be experiencing symptoms and you think, do I need to go and get tested? Well, I'll do a test at home just to really get a sense, and then you can explore further.
Correct. And that's where the market is, and that's where the demand is for families. It's particularly if you've got children, you've got to send them to school. You know, the kids can wake up with just a bit of a sniffle, and particularly at this time of the year, you don't know whether it's hay fever or whatever. So to have a home test at home, just great. You just take a swab, do the test, 10 minutes later, yeah, positive, negative, you're good to go, and it gives you that peace of mind. So that's where that home test kit market, we think, will be very popular.
Great.
And Mario, it's so important that big business plays a part in creating, you know, a happy solution. The pandemic has changed so much for so many of us. How has Chemist Warehouse adapted to the situation?
It's been a moving target ever since for the last 20 months. Every day or every week has provided a new challenge for our staff across the country. So, you know, whether it's lockdowns and protecting the staff, protecting customers coming in, adapting the stores, and even adapting the stores to be able to run mass vaccination clinics within our stores is our latest challenge. But now as we start to open up, we go into, you know, a new dynamic of more traditional type retailing. So, but we definitely have seen a lot of changes in customer behaviour. Now people, with just their online shopping habits, people are buying online and then coming into store to click and collect their orders more frequently. And we're seeing a big trend to that because people don't want to hang around for too long. They want to grab their items and get out quickly.
Mario, you must be one of the fittest pharmacists around now because I reckon you're out on your morning run.
I'm about to head off. I'm in the car park of Albert Park here, and good morning.
Right. So well, you're not breathless, so you haven't started yet. No, that's very good.
That's it.
Can I take the opportunity of saying, especially thanks to pharmacy staff across the country, I'm more connected with Chemist Warehouse staff, and a plea that we don't set the rules. That when regulations come in. Just be kind to people who are trying to do their jobs right across the board in all retailing, but especially in pharmacy, because there's nothing worse, as we've seen within our group, of having to shut a store for deep cleaning, because then it's a massive inconvenience for everybody all the way through. So, look, well done to all pharmacy staff, particularly Chemist Warehouse staff, and thanks for leading us so well.
I couldn't agree more. We've got 18,000 staff across the country, and you know, everyone knows, whether it's, you know, young guys that start their first job at 15, right through to some of our older staff, they've all, you know, they haven't missed a beat through this whole thing. So my hat off to them.
Good.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah, I absolutely add my thanks to that. There.
So we're saying really then around November 1, Mario, these things will be in stock and available. Have you got a sort of estimate of price, or is it too early to tell?
All I can guarantee at Chemist Warehouse, it'll be Australia's lowest price. That's one thing. I'll assure you. Like I said, we're going through a lot of different ones at the moment. The nasal swab tests seem to be the most trustworthy ones at this stage, according to our independent testing. And we'll probably want to try and bring to the market a home test that's about $9.99 a test.
Okay,
nice.
All right. Well, thank you, Mario. You have a great run.
Enjoy your run.
Will do.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thank you so much. 131 873 is our number. We've got time for one very quick call. Hi there, Carmel.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure, Carmel.
The reason I'm calling, I've got a fourth and fifth vertebrae lumbar nerve sciatica, and this week's been going down my left leg, especially the muscle at the back of my leg is really, really painful.
Yep.
Is there anything that I can take for it, please?
Well, it's classic sciatic pain, Carmel, caused by some compression in your lower back, as you've mentioned. There is a little package that I see improvements with. The first is a nutrient called lipoic acid, L-I-P for Peter, O-I-C acid, 400 milligram twice a day. Combine that with a turmeric capsule, a high-strength turmeric capsule from your pharmacy, and have a chat to your local physio who might be able to give you some exercises to strengthen those muscles in your lower back. So that's a little package of things, and good luck because it's really painful.
Yes, all the best there, Carmel, and we'll have more of your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
If mild joint pain is getting in the way of life, try Go Healthy's high-strength Go Turmeric 30,000 plus one a day. Turmeric is traditionally used in Western herbal medicine to relieve inflammation and in traditional Chinese medicine to relieve joint pain. Get back to life with Go Healthy's Go Turmeric 30,000 plus one a day, just $25.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Vital all-in-one, available now from $27.49. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
It's time for A to Z of Vitamins, and this is a fascinating cocktail of ingredients here. We've got Go Healthy high-strength horseradish, garlic and vitamin C.
They each play a role, Joe, because garlic has been used to clear mucus from the respiratory tract traditionally for years and years and years. Horseradish actually is an antiseptic, so it's a warming herb. It actually helps those parts that are really challenged when you're exposed to hay fever symptoms. And, of course, you raise immune function with vitamin C. So it's a logical thing and something that hay fever sufferers can find, that if they take regularly, it just reduces the onset of symptoms and they can step the dose up, because often these symptoms arise when there's a change of weather and it gets a bit windy and away they go, because we're coming into the season.
Mm. And it's so important. I love when we talk supplements because it's a great way, obviously, to educate people about how important they are. But the key thing also with supplements is their cumulative nature. It's not something that you can just take once and expect a miracle. It's really important that we either read the bottle correctly and we take them over time to get the best effect that we possibly can, because we're trying to have a little, you know, a little guard, a little support network there for us ready to go.
And what I like is the combination of these ingredients. I wouldn't think to do it myself.
I would eat those combinations. Would you? To be honest. Sounds great in the curry. Put it in my green seasonal juice.
Yes. Well, if you're not into eating it yourself, then you can get a supplement. The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Go Healthy's Go High Strength Horseradish Garlic Plus Vitamin C, a vegan-friendly high-strength formulation to help maintain a healthy immune system. Well, we love it when you give us a call, 131873. Daniel, good morning.
Morning, Daniel.
Oh, hello. Good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure.
Just before I ask my question on my eyes, just to let you know, guys, that I have sleep apnea, and sleeping on my side does help.
Good. Uh-huh.
There you go.
That's a handy tip, sleep on your side. Yeah. And what question do you have there?
Yeah, but even though the sleep apnea have been resolved, my eyes are still very tired. I've been told by my GP that I've got dry eyes, and she prescribed eye drops, and recently I've seen an optometrist, and she prescribed another type of eye drops.
Yes.
I just wanted to check with you guys to see, in fact, what's the difference between the two, because my GP recommend the Sustain Balance.
Yes.
While the optometrist recommend the High-Low 40.
Yes.
And the High-Low 40, in fact, is three times the price. So I wonder, in fact, what's the difference between the two?
Well, I think each practitioner seems to have their favourites, Daniel, but a couple of suggestions, if I may. There are glands in your eyes that are responsible for efficient function, and they've got a fancy name called a meibomian gland. You can buy a face mask that you look a bit like the Lone Ranger when you're watching TV, made by OptiSoothe. You pop it in the microwave, it warms up, and it actually is designed to stimulate the function of those glands, and it also reduces, by the way, the risk of eye styes. Use the eye drops during the day, And without cutting across the advice you've had from your optometrist, the thicker gel-style eye drops last longer across the night when your eyes are very busy. They're blinking all the time across the night. So you've got to really look at different drops during the day, carry them in your pocket, use them, and then the thicker drops last thing at night before you go to bed. And don't forget, give the Lone Ranger my best regards.
All the best with that, Daniel. And thank you to all of our callers this morning. Head to houseofwellness.com.au to ask your question of the Ask tab. Just quickly, Deidre has rung. We were talking about sleep earlier today, and she's asking about melatonin. Is that important for sleep?
It is important, Deidre, and it's available now to certain people from the pharmacist without a prescription. It doesn't help everybody. I'm a fan of melatonin for re-establishing sleep patterns, shift workers, travelling overseas when we used to be able to do that, people whose sleep patterns are disturbed. And remember, sleep's a habit. You've got to re-establish the habit. Look at your sleep hygiene.
And I think, Deirdre, it comes to magnesium. I'm probably from the perspective of being able to take that all the time, because magnesium works on lots of different functions within the body. And again, it's not just from sleep, it's also from nervous system. But as Gerald said, it's a lot to do with our lifestyle. It's really trying to make sure that working out your sensitivity. My suggestion is keep a food diary and just have a really good look and a sleep diary and have a really good look at what could be trigger factors such as caffeine or alcohol.
Wonderful. All the best with that, Deirdre. We'll have more House of Wellness after that.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Vital all-in-one, available now from $27.49. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Well, it's been a lovely hour with you, Gerald and Zoe. We need to mention that the TV is back on today, House of Wellness TV. It's midday on Channel 7. I believe you cooked something delicious there with Heinzie, Gerald.
Red-hot, spicy, alcohol-free cider that will just stimulate your taste buds like no tomorrow.
That's one way of putting it. Blow your head off is what you said to me. Zoe, I'm heading out to get some asparagus today.
Fabulous. And there's lots of great tips on my Instagram at Zoe Bingley Pullen as well. But thanks, guys.